lan kız Serkan. Girl, put a spell on me. Help me, baby. Help me, baby. Just the end of time. And a good night and peace. Peace to you and happiness.
Yeah, peace, peace, and happiness. Jimmy of the Hendrix. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So here we are, WMFO Medford. We're listening to Purple Haze. And that's off of the Voodoo Child, the Jimi Hendrix Collection on Legacy Recordings. Sarah Caswell before that. The Way to You is the CD release, and Voyage is the song. We listened to Ezekiel's Wheels Klezmer Band, and the CD is called Transported. La Rose en Flores is the song. Yitzhak Perlman in The Fiddler's House. The Wedding Melody from that same CD. Mark Ortwine from the CD It Was Time, and the song was composed by Julie Stein, Betty Condon, and Adolph Green. The Todd Herbert Quartet from a CD called May Waltz, and the song is Just in Time. We listened to the Acoustic Nomads, Noah E. Mauricio's Acoustic Nomads. The song is Zamba del Laurel, and it's from Volume 2, The Abominable String Band. Yanni Bateau before that, Ring of Fire. I think that's where we left off. All right. So we're getting ready for the holiday of Purim, and that's Monday night, Tuesday. Lot of things to be said about this holiday. It's a big turning around. Ahasuerus, the king in Persia, tried to get rid of all the Jews, and instead, Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai was an advisor who, as I told some of the story last week, he, through some of the other ministers passed a message, actually, through Esther, who was the queen, that somebody was trying to kill the king. And then one night when the king woke up, couldn't sleep, he asked for the Book of Chronicles to be read, and he heard about this. He said, was anything done? What did we do to honor him? No, no. And at just that moment, Haman was out in the courtyard. He had raised a large high gallows to kill his supposed enemy. And so instead, what happened was everything got turned around. The king told Haman, dress them up in fine garments, take your finest, my finest horse, and parade him around the city and shout out, this is how the king wishes to honor. And anyway, it's an amazing story of how we may think we understand how the world is being run, but in fact, the whole idea of this Book of Esther is we do not know. And in an instant, everything can be turned around, and we only pray that that's what's going to happen, because things are very, very strange. So, all right, let's see. I might read something from, yeah, let me do that, actually. This is this wonderful book, Purim Light, The Reality of God in Our Lives by Abraham Sutton. And I think I pulled something up for us to read. A little piece, because it's very deep. But for those of you who think that it's just dressing up in costumes, there's a lot more to this holiday. So, God's plan for redemption. King David, Hashem's anointed, declared, with all their schemes, they will never succeed. All my bones will say, Hashem, God, who is like you? You rescue the poor man from him who is stronger, and the humble and destitute man from him who wishes to rob him. That's from Psalms 35. The poor and destitute man refers to the people of Israel, who, though they are exiled under the subjugation of the nations, are still saved by the Holy One, blessed be He. And surely there is no nation as humble as Israel, as it is written, for then I, God, shall remove from your midst those who rejoice in your arrogance. I will leave in your midst a humble and modest people that takes refuge in Hashem's name. It's from Zephaniah, the book of Zephaniah. David therefore says, one lamb in the midst of 70 wolves, what can it do to save itself? The people of Israel in the midst of 70 powerful nations, what could they possibly do to save themselves were it not for the fact that you stand over them at every moment and protect them? This verily is the meaning of, you rescue the poor man from him who is stronger. Yeah, it should be so. All right. Let's see where we're going to go next. I think here to... we'll go to...
Lifnei Hashem Shivri kamayim kamayim Mibechnoi chachpene Hashem Shivri kamayim libeich Noi chachpene
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, that's Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, Shivchim Kamayim. Wake Up World is the name of that CD. And before that, we heard Shlomo Bar, a song called Levad. Wonderful, wonderful guitar playing on that. The Natural Gathering, Waiting for Samson. And, okay, so I'm going to share a little something from this wonderful Kol Chevra. This is a book put out every year on the anniversary of Shlomo's passing. This is the 10th anniversary book. This is Thoughts by Rivka Ruthie Michal. Once, one of the Baal Shem Tov's Hasidim wanted to bring him especially kosher wine. The Hasid made the effort to pick the grapes himself, and he watched all the preparations from the beginning to the end. When he finally had two barrels of super kosher wine, he was very happy. But before he arrived at the house of the Baal Shem Tov, the wine accidentally became impure. He came to the Rebbe unhappy and frustrated. The Baal Shem told him, "My dear friend, you really made extreme efforts to bring me the wine, but you forgot to ask help from the only one who can watch and succeed." The moral of this story is a very wonderful description of our work in this world. One of the highest levels in Avodat Hashem, in service to Hashem, to be a servant to Hashem, is to be just the reflection of the light of Hashem. Like the moon is the reflection of the light of the sun and doesn't have light itself. That is the secret of the Jews counting the days according to the moon. Our success is only when we realize that everything we do is with the will of Hashem. The wonderful feeling we always had in the presence of Reb Shlomo was his humility. He always saw himself as just a messenger from Hashem to awaken souls. We wish everyone a good and sweet year with full redemption. Oh man, that reminds me, they're talking about the moon. Now tonight, 2 hours after sunset, if you look out, you can see both Jupiter and Venus. They're very close together. And the other thing that I wanted to share with you, if you didn't already know, that there was a lot of solar activity. And as a result, the Aurora Borealis, the northern lights, have been unbelievable. The photographs on the web are unbelievable. Just more gorgeous colors, pinks and greens and reds, and just incredible. And in places where you don't often get it. There are lots of pictures. If you Google Northern Lights, you'll probably come up with some of those amazing pictures. I miss that like crazy. That was one of the highlights of my time living in Anchorage. I've never seen it since I've been down here in the lower 48. You have to be usually up by Maine or, you know, one of those northern places. But there was a wonderful story. It was actually on the news. There was a plane coming from, I think, Norway, and they were able to see the northern lights. And it was one side of the plane could see it, and the pilot turned off the lights, and he did a 360 around so the people on the other side of the plane could also see this amazing sight, and just magnificent. So the people were just like, what a way to end or have a trip on an airplane. So all of that wonderful stuff. And let's see, I think we're going over here now. Let's see.
I did a mind of my own.
The wonderful Rebbe Sol, Bruce Berger, Evening of Roses, Erev Shel Shoshanim. Before that, Daniel Gil, Azamra, Hamanagila for Real is a CD. And I think that's it. We're going to go out with something from Ofer Chaza for Yemenite Songs. And then, what is it? What the hell? No. And just, let's see. AARP understands the challenges of caring for a loved one. That's why they created aarp.org/caregiving, an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. All right, happy Purim for everybody who's celebrating. And I'll see you the day after. Let's see. What do I want here? I want this. It's sad and lonely place. That's not right. Let's see. Is that right? No, I don't think so. That is. What was that? An exalter. Oh, must have. Okay, folks. See you next week.